All right, Jason, 14 before 6 o'clock. So first thoughts today, we tackle the question that Carol Stewart has for us. It's been a tough year. It continues to be a tough year. The governor's latest order coming down yesterday, a quarter the size. So pandemic times, how have they affected you and your family, and how has God provided? How has the Lord met you during this trying year?
Boy, those are good and important questions for us to ask. You know, I think the thing that stands out about how it has most affected us is my daughter, Grace, was supposed to be married in May.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a fairly large event planned, and that ended up kind of falling through. And now she is getting married, not this coming weekend, but the following, with a much smaller event. And, you know, the governor's orders again yesterday raised questions about that. Thankfully, it's been a really small event that we have planned. And so that's been the biggest thing. You know, the kind of right next to that for me has been I'm accustomed to seeing my mother much more regularly than I am now. And this year I've seen her for a total of an hour. And that's been difficult to manage. And I think I'm not alone in that. I think a lot of us are wrestling with that. You know, in terms of how God has met us, I've been grateful that I've been able to continue to work. I'm as busy as I have ever been in my work at Marshfield Clinic.
You're a neuropsychologist there?
Yep, I'm a neuropsychologist there. I just actually day before yesterday, had the opportunity to get interviewed for an article they're working on Alzheimer's disease and COVID. And so that was a neat opportunity. And then I would also say it's also allowed me to turn inward a little bit. I've really been focusing on kind of beautifying my yard, which is something that I've always really wanted to do and haven't because I am always busy doing other things. And so trying to find those things to do.
That's good stuff. Yeah, for sure. If I can, my friend, the other side of the seesaw here, pandemic times of effect. I think the big thing, and it's something we talk about, Larry Crabb, C.S. Lewis, but one of the things is just spiritually, it has really tested my first things and second things. I mean, you know, the idea if you put first things first, if you put second things first, you're going to lose both. But if you put first things first, you get first and second things. And that I believe Oswald Chambers, in my favorite devotion for my utmost, October 13th, his wife's birthday, is he says, God first, God second, God third. From the Lord's standpoint, he is the first things. The book we gave away from Mike Donaghy, the lead singer formerly of 10th Avenue North, last month, talked about God's plan is his presence. That's his plan. And so it just seems to me it's really challenged that. And it continues to, because I feel like my response is getting squeezed like a grape is like, enough, Lord, you know, enough of this uncomfort, enough of this inconvenience. And apparently it's not enough. So we keep adding more. And so I think to me, it's just when you think that you're making God first that, you know, look again, you know, there's always more on that. So.
Yeah, and I think you're touching on something really important. This is a great opportunity for all of us to kind of press into the discomfort, the disorientation, and ask that question, God, what are your intentions? Who do you want me to become? How can I worship you well in the darkness? So I think those are really good and important questions.
So those are our questions this morning on this pandemic partner pledge day. How has the pandemic affected you and your family? Jason answered it well. Thanks for leading. How's God provided and is continuing to provide? How has he met you during this trying year? And what is your hope in? So, again, it's tested us. It's tried us. It continues to. But, hey, we need our listeners. So, again, the partner pledge invitation, $103.70. And, hey, Jason and I'd love it. React to our, you know, our consecrated conversation. It's not just the reading of a devotion, but you got two guys, you know, and really, and we'll wrap it up with this. We think of it as, between us, it's like this ongoing conversation that's gone on for into 10 months now, right?
Yes, and I hope it continues much longer because this is a real blessing.
Cool. If people want to make wedding gifts to your daughter, Grace, and her terrific fiancé, John, where could they do that? They could just bring them here at the station, and I'll get them to you, okay?
You bet.
All
All right. Absolutely.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So thanks so much to our friend Jason for getting us started. JasonCans.com. His writing, his thinking, always appreciated. Again, he created the word Ludio, love, up, down, in, out. I mean, you got to love that, huh? Author of books like Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. And I've got Jason Cans back on the phone from, again, usually he's real early in the morning, and you maybe just, he's got a lot of things going as the neuropsychologist there, but I got to get you back on the line because since we talked, we've taken in 4 partner pledges. How about that?
That's amazing. I'm so glad to hear that. That brought a smile to my face when you messaged that.
Not only Marilyn from Ladysmith, who said she jumps right off, she hits a leadoff triple for us. Baseball's still going on. She hits a leadoff triple, and she's like 3 partner pledges like it's nothing. And we had a nice little chat with her. But then also Jerome and Knapp. Now, Jerome doesn't necessarily, he's kind of shy, doesn't want to go on the radio. But he said he has really, he also said really likes listening to our conversations early in the morning. And it's been a tough year. Jerome's a pretty social guy, but he's doing what he needs to stay healthy and stay well. And he said he's really, Larry Crabb, 66 love letters. He's heard us talk about that. And so he includes that as a regular part of his devotion. So how about that?
That's wonderful. Yeah. You know, that's such a good book. I think you and I both hold both mm-hmm. Larry and that book in high regard. Mm-hmm. But there's so much we can learn about God and relating well in that book. And I would definitely recommend that to folks.
Yeah, so great stuff. Again, we got 21 Christ-centered programs, the short features of which I mentioned, you know, Beth Moore. That feature is one of them. And you're a big Beth Moore fan, right?
I am. You know, that's developed over the last few years as I've started paying more attention to what she's saying. And I think she has an important voice.
Absolutely. So we got her weekday mornings about 9:45 with Michelle and 6:20. The gals team up. You know, it's Michelle and Beth in the morning and Betsy and Michelle at night. And then, you know, got long form features like Focus on the Family Weekend and a bunch of other programs. And so what today is about, these partner pledges help pay for the airtime for some of those deals. So anyhow, I just wanted to give you some of that encouragement. I got to be honest with you. I mean, it brought me to tears with Marilyn, with the 3, and then with Jerome, and just being here in the studio. Caleb knows, and lots of times he's hosted this early morning show. It's just kind of like you and God with the listeners, and so it's just kind of melting me, you know?
Yeah, and I would say that too. That for me, it's an encouragement to hear, you know, people, even if they just check in and let us know that they're listening.
Yeah,
it's such an encouragement.
Absolutely. All right, thank you. I'll let you get on with your busy day. Thanks, friend.
You bet.
Let me just ask you about the question that we've been throwing out in terms of the 3 partner pledges. Wow. Thank you. How have you and your family been tested during this time, and how have you seen God showing up in your lives during that?
Well, being tested was, you know, not being able to see each other for those, like, 2 or 3 months. And then as things opened up, we got to see each other. You know, in person, we did some Zoom meetings and we're able to stay connected. But God has been faithful and has been with me. I do home care and he has made it possible that I've had work pretty much the entire time. So I am just thankful that God is with us through this time.
Hmm. Well, that's fantastic. Let me just say, Marilyn, to use you as an example, I so appreciate you listening and calling. Let me just ask, curious, do you hear Jason and I weekday mornings? Do you enjoy
the... Yes, okay. That's one of my... I turn the radio on in time to hear you both.
Outstanding. All right, she's an award-winning screenwriter and a producer on a number of faith-based films, but she's also our very, very good friend, Andrea Polnasek from Chippewa Falls, up early at 7:17, 46 degrees on Partner Pledge Day. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Hey, a lot of exciting things with Switched, and I know one of them, and you really are excited that it is one of the gift offers here from WIB Incorporated this month.
It is. I'm very excited. I'm excited to share this wonderful story about having compassion for one another and learning to what it means to walk in someone else's shoes, the story of Switched. I'd love to have all of the listeners at WWIB be able to enjoy the movie with themselves and also with their families.
You've had quite a year because your next movie, Inheritance, you actually shot during these COVID times in Georgia and successfully made it through with nobody testing positive for COVID. That was amazing.
It really was. It was really amazing. It was a project that was absolutely based in prayer, and the crew and the cast agreed to all of the protocols that we needed, and we spent our weekends sort of secluded and quarantined and stayed safe, and were able to shoot the entire movie with no COVID positive results, which was awesome.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's the making of the movie, the editing, the process, you wait for it, it comes, and now as it's been coming out, I mean, it's been on not only in the Chippewa Valley at the Micon in Eau Claire and Chippewa, and had a good run in other theaters, but now out and about and available on DVD. In fact, I brought a couple boxes in where people ask for this. It's going to be readily available, right?
Yes. Yesterday, Switch was available nationwide at Walmart. As well as on Amazon on DVD. And yeah, there is literally nothing like that experience. I had never had a product in Walmart prior to making movies, and it's really fun to find it on the shelf and be like, oh, that's our project. Look at it. There it is. It's really in the flesh. It's a physical product that you can buy and put in your DVD player and enjoy all the fun extra pictures and products that are also on the DVD, which is awesome.
But the great thing for WWIB listeners, we'll talk about the content of the movie maybe here a little bit more, but I mean, for anybody who makes a suggested gift of $45 or more tax deductible during our October Connect month, they can ask for Switched. And again, it's a movie where particularly it takes on bullying between one, you know, female friends, and sometimes maybe the term bullying has been associated with guys, but don't leave the girls out, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think actually words can hurt a lot more and that's really what this is all about. It's the power of what we put on our social media presence and how that can spread. And especially now with video and how video can capture something in 10 seconds and then be up on line forever and really affect your relationships and your self-esteem and just your identity. And that's what Switched is all about.
Yeah. I mean, it's Dove approved for all ages. Peggy, you and I have both seen it a couple of times. And that's the thing for people who are going to get this on DVD and ask for it for any gift of $45 or more to WIB Incorporated. I mean, this is a movie where there's learning involved, but it's a fun movie too. John Schneider is just, I think he's really
hilarious.
Yeah.
He does a great job. I was thinking too about how during this COVID time with high school and students and just the extra pressure on kids, how much more important it is to be able to see a video and be encouraged to lead with love. We need it now more than ever.
I agree. And right now, I believe that as a nation, we have the highest number of kids doing school online ever. So our teens and our elementary age kids are on their computers all day long, and there's an opportunity, obviously, to have a social media presence. And what do you do with that? We can use it for ill, or we can use it for good. And I agree, Peggy. We've got to lead with love, right? That's what's going to make a difference in our communities and in our world.
So the big thing today is we wrap up with Andrea Polnasek. And when I say award-winning screenwriter, I mean, it was Ted Bear, movie guy. He was my guest a number of times back in the day here on WWIB and WIB.com. I mean, that's where you guys won for the script of Switched. Have you had a chance to even talk to Ted after the movie? Has he seen it?
Well, that's a great question. I hope Ted's seen it, but Movie Guide has reviewed it, and we know that they are really, really pleased with the finished product, which is fun for us.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, you guys got $5,000, wasn't it, that you got for the,
Yes, yes. Actually, it's a $15,000 prize, but there's three of us as writers, so we split it.
All right, well, fantastic. So, again, we're thrilled to be partnering. Again, it's one thing to give away a movie, but, hey, with the local tie with you, and we've got, again, I brought two boxes of the DVDs in, so with your donation, your partner pledge, it's available to pick up, ask for it. So we just encourage people to do it. Give one last pitch for people to ask for Switch, not only today on Partner Pledge Day, but throughout this October Connect month, Andrea.
Yes, please. share your resources to keep WWIB going and on air, and enjoy this wonderful movie with your family. It's a great movie.
Listen, here's the deal, listeners. You still have a couple of days to participate in Home for the Holidays. One winner is going to receive up to $1,000 from WIB toward round-trip airfare for two. This Christmas, to enter, share your story at WIB.com. But you have until Friday, October 9th. Home for the Holidays, brought to you in part by Nate Moquin of Copper Key Home Solutions, Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls and Rice Lake, and Royal Credit Union. You know, it's interesting. Peggy, we got our anniversary 10 days away, 22 years of wedded bliss. And doing better than ever, which is really exciting to be able to report that. But I got to say that when it comes to a deadline, I have to just laugh. Like, if we got this as a deadline 2 weeks ago, my standard lifelong approach is I can wait up until right before the deadline. Like, I would probably be submitting my story on October 9th. But if you got this 2 weeks ago, what's your standard?
Well, I would be making an outline right now.
Yeah, right.
I would be preparing ahead of time for sure.
Yeah. So that's the way you operated as a student? When you were a student at school? Well,
as much as possible. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can't, you know, yeah. I certainly went up against deadlines as a student, but I'd certainly like to, you know, prepare. I don't do great under pressure, I think.
I have memories of finishing papers in school, like, yeah, the
that
day they were due.
That so stress me out.
Yeah. Well, help us not to stress out. We've got a overall goal of 100 partner pledges, but we'd love to get to 30 by focusing the family at 9.
Sweetheart, you haven't checked lately.
I haven't.
No. My jaw just dropped.
What?
No, you didn't see it?
Goodness. We just did it.
We made it to 30 before 8.
That is unbelievable. And a wonderful, wonderful couple in Fall Creek. Michelle and Dick, thank you so much.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my goodness.
All the names of their grandchildren. Let's tell you their names. They are. And thank you to Michelle for typing these in. Ready? Do you have them in front of you?
Oh, I don't.
Oh, okay. If you type on...
Oh, wait. I do now.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
It's Jalen. We can alternate.
Addie.
Ben.
Camden.
Owen.
Colton.
Peyton.
Aubrey.
Ava.
Evie.
Keegan.
Maya.
Eliane.
Jamson.
Or Jameson.
Jameson, okay.
And Graham.
Wow, what cool names.
Yeah. So,
really cool names.
All right. That
wow.
is so exciting. Well, there you go. Well, we set the bar too low, I guess.
Oh, wow. You guys, thank you so much. That's
so unbelievable.
Exciting.
I never remember 15 pledges. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing it on our show and not waiting for Paul Anthony. Gene Leckler. Good
yes.
morning. All right.
Jim and I, Leckler, just want to send our greetings to you guys and to all the listeners of WWIP. I had texted Peggy that, yeah, WWIP had changed my life. You know, even after I knelt and asked Christ into my life, just from reading the Bible, I knew nothing about how I could live my life pleasing to God. And so I had to look to the Bible to find out what is God's values? Well, how does God want me to treat my husband and to treat my children? And that's where WWIB came in, because I had so much to learn and I didn't think I would ever be a person that could please God, because I had so much change that I needed. So I just appreciate WWIB, and I can tell you that Peggy wouldn't have been raised the way that she was if it wasn't for WWIB, because it's through all the programs, McGee and Focus on the Family and all those, Swindoll, all those programs. And also, Mark, you, I mean, you ministered to me, and by sharing things to me on the radio, you changed my life. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate Fred Scholl that was at that time on the radio. And so it totally changed my outlook on life and how I should be pleasing God. And
yeah, it's really fascinating. I mean, that's wonderful testimony, as good as any we've had, Gene. And I always tell people, they joke about your mother-in-law. I'm like, hey, I got a great mother-in-law, so I got a wonderful deal there. But I mean, Peggy was born in the mid-70s. WWIB had started a little bit. So, I mean, kind of... you know, your marriage kind of has paralleled along here. You guys are approaching 50 years in marriage, and WWIB is approaching 50 years on the air. There's parallels, you know?
Yes. I tell you, I mean, those programs just really set me back into thinking that how I'm doing things wrong. The biggest thing is our marriage. And this is just a tip for some of you people out there. Our marriage after 10 years was really struggling, and we both felt the same way. We just kind of tolerated each other, and I had bitterness in my heart. And this lady had a testimony, and I'm not sure what program it was on, but she said that bitterness and anger can cause sickness in your body. And so her remedy was that every time your husband did something or your mate did something that displeased you, you would say, bless him, Lord. And when he did something that was pleasing, you would thank the Lord for it. And so I was going through the day, bless him, Lord, bless him, Lord, bless him, Lord. Finally, I got to a point where I said, Lord, I can't think of anything that I'm thankful for with my husband. And the Lord starts saying, well, does he work? And I said, yes, thank you, Lord. Does he play with the kids? Yes, thank you, Lord. So little by little, I started to look at things that I could be thankful for, and it totally changed my heart towards him. So that's just a little testimony of what the radio can do.
Yeah.
You know, when you're sensitive.
And the big thing is, right, I mean, that Christianity, it's not a religion, it's a relationship with a crucified and risen Savior. And that relationship for you, a vibrant relationship that you and Jim have been a part of and active in your church there in the Maiden Rock area. Plum City area, that's been huge, right?
Yes, so. Yes.
I am so, so grateful for you, Mom and Dad, and just the life that you've lived and the character that you, exemplified in front of me. And you're reading your Bible at the dining room table every morning. And I thank you so much for being willing to talk on the radio and being able to just share with people how much this radio station helped lay a foundation for our Christian faith and how that's going ahead in my life and then in the life of your grandkids and our children.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. Dave Stasek was in one of our great salespeople for many years here at WWIB, and he said, boy, enjoying you and your sweet wife on the radio. And he said, I learned a new word this morning, indomitable. And so the story on that was Hugh Hewitt, weekday mornings 5 to 8 on WOGO, our sister station, FM 103.1. And he always refers to his wife as the fetching Mrs. Hewitt. When you were on 2 days ago, Peggy Halverson, I'm like, well, what's the word I used as an adjective before your name? And thank you to Lori Galata, who let us know, she's like, indomitable. Here it is. Indomitable. What is a indomitable person? That cannot be subdued or overcome as persons, will or courage, unconquerable and indomitable warrior. Again, indomitable is I-N-D-O-M-I-T-A-B-L-E. What does indomitable mean? Strong, brave, and impossible to defeat or make frightened, an indomitable will or spirit. You've needed all of that in doing the work in Liberia, right?
I sure have, especially the last couple of years, so... I really appreciate that, Lori. That is a great word. I'm grateful.
Expanding all of our vocabularies.